Hello everyone, I'm here to tell you all the truth about Mozilla. So first, who am I? So why can I talk about Mozilla today? So I've been at Mozilla for 11 years and 10 days, 11 days maybe today. So I have been through many different things. I started as what we call an IC, so an individual contributor. Now I'm managing an organization about 50 people. Some of the managers who I work with are in the room. And I'm a nerd, and a geek at least, and I'm writing patches in Firefox. So I know how to develop in Firefox. I'm not putting myself in the way of actual good developers, but I'm still writing patches from time to time. I'm also a spokesperson for the company, so that means that I can do a live interview on TV, radio, mostly in French. You can guess from my accent that I'm from France. So all the questions that you might ask me, I already had them from journalists in the past. I'm also a long-time hacker, so I know open source pretty well, so I've been contributing to Debian for like 20 years. I'm also contributing to LLVM and Clang and some Rust project. If you were there yesterday, I made a talk in Janson. So why is this talk? So when I left my previous company, I was looking for a new job. I was like, I want to do open source full time. And I looked at the number of companies who are offering you those kind of options, and Mozilla is among the only few on the planet. So you have Igalia, Collabora, Canonical, some teams in Google, Apple, and Facebook, if you are lucky. But Mozilla is really, really unique in that space. And I love trolling, and I love reading at Hacker News and Reddit and on some various websites. So if you are French and you like trolling, you know Linux FR. And you can read all the weird things that people are writing about us as a company and as a project and so on. So I always love spending time reading those things. So first, who thinks in the room you understand Mozilla? Oh, I see only a few hands. I see hands from employees, and I'm not even sure that they know everything about the company or the structure. But first, I'm going to ask you a question. So why do you think Mozilla is pro open source? I see a few hands in the room. We are not doing free software at Mozilla. We are really an open source company. Even if most of our code, the vast majority of our code, is under OSI approved license, in the room we have one of the authors of the MPL, the Mozilla public license. It is what we use for Firefox and most of our code. But we are a very pragmatic company. So for example, we use Slack, we use Google Doc. But we are still contributing to a lot of tools and leveraging a lot of tools which are open source like Elements and Discourse, and we are paying those companies. So we are also funding a lot of researchers who are publishing their results either in science or in code. We do that for security, we do that for research in LLM. One of my colleagues is going to do a talk right after about the subject. We have the bounty program. When I was researching for the slide, I realized that Mozilla is the one, or Netscape back in the day, is the one who invented the bounty program, and we are still continuing 20 or 25 years after. One of the managers of that program is in the room also, if you have questions about it. And we also develop a lot of projects that are used for Firefox. And we just announced recently a program called Orca Ready to fund previous contributions. So when you look at the Sovereign Tech Fund or some sponsoring, they give you money to do a project. And with that initiative, the Orca Ready project, we give money to people who contributed before. So for example, with PDF.js, we gave a few thousand euros to volunteers who have been contributing to that project for years. So what I love about reading Reddit and Hacker News, I did a quick search, Mozilla should, and you see a lot of opinion everywhere. So the slide are a bit eaten. You should have something here. Anyway, you see a lot of people, everybody has an opinion about what Mozilla should do, and it's quite funny to read all their opinion. Sometimes it's like funny, so everything that is in black is either a word that starts by F-U and ends by C-K, or this one starts with us talking about one part of my body. Such an email that I received a few years ago. It's not very uncommon to receive insult on your personal email. So you have my personal email, so if you don't like that talk, you can send me similar insult, I don't mind. But it's surprising, and I'm not the only one. I'm sure that plenty of my colleagues and contributors received those kind of crazy emails in the past. In that case, it's because we were pushing too many updates of Firefox at some point, and someone was not happy. We have also a good community, so we have plenty of tools if you want to be involved in the Mozilla project. So we have Discourse, we have Connect, we are using Element, so we are working with them to make it better, and Bugzilla. So if you have any issue with one of our products or if you have ideas of improvement, you can either send them on Bugzilla or Connect. So who understands how Mozilla operates in the room? A few people. One more time, my colleague. So Mozilla at the beginning was the code name of Netscape when they decided that Netscape was going to die if Microsoft continued to ship Internet Explorer, so they decided to open source the code. And here is where we are, 25 years after. So we have a non-profit, which is called Mozilla Foundation, and we have a few subsidiaries, so Mozilla Corporation, my employer, who is doing most of the development of the product currently, and we have also the people in Thunderbird who created a different structure recently, and Mozilla AI and Mozilla Venture. And we are driven by a mission, so everything that we do, we try to follow those 10 principles. My two favorite are the two first, and it is one of the reasons why I'm staying at Mozilla and why I'm fascinated by that company, is that we have a mission statement, and we are trying to respect it, so that the internet is a global public resource that must remain open and accessible, and we can see that it's never easy, and some political changes in some countries are making that work harder and even more relevant. So do you know how we make money at Mozilla? Yeah? A few people understand how we make money at Mozilla. It's one of the most common questions that we have. I'm sure that people who are at the Mozilla booth today had that question like 20 times already each. So when you search in Firefox and you use one of the search engines, Quant, Ecosia, Google, and so on, we get some share of that money that they are making. And we are also starting to introduce some ads also inside our product. We call that sponsor tile, and we have also ads on MDN. Nobody likes ads, but it is the way to fund most of the website, and we are no different. It is one of the best ways to fund the web. It is the way that almost every website now is making money. But we are also doing some subscription model like VPN, Relay, and Pocket for the most famous. However, the folks from Thunderbird decided to go with a different kind of funding, so they are relying on donation. They are thinking about what's next, but it works well for that. They have been able to hire a lot of people to work on Thunderbird thanks to that. So what about Firefox? So I'm biased. I have been working on Firefox for like 11 years, so I'm going to talk about what I know best. So as you can see, someone wrote, Firefox sucks, what new option do I have? I disagree with that statement. We are almost all the time as fast as Chrome on desktop when we looked at the speedometer benchmark. We are doing amazing work in terms of web compat. It's 99% the same as Chrome. If you look at the dashboard, it's a dashboard that we collaborate with our competitor to make it better. We have a lot of functional privacy protection to protect our users. And one of the killer features that we have on Android is that we have web extension. Everybody understands what it means, web extension on the phone. If you have been using the phone, you see that it is full of crap, some website. And the web extension on Firefox for Android is amazing. We have a lot of contributors every year and a lot of commits. I'm not going to go into the details. We did this kind of presentation a few years ago if you want the details. So you also that meme. Firefox is one of the most complex pieces of software that we create on the planet. I said earlier that I'm contributing to Linux distribution and compiler and Rust, and those three things are easy compared to a browser, in my opinion. Like if you think about it, a web browser is like an operating system where you do everything. So you have also to remember that we run untrusted code every day, and we keep the user safe. So we run JavaScript, HTML, CSS, WebAssembly, and you have to do that very fast, very quick, and without any security issue, and you need to be able to manage the crappy website that people have been writing for 20 years. We are also the only major engine left. I'm saying major because we know I'm aware of Servo and Ladybird, but I'm waiting for them to have a lot of users so that they can enter in that game. With Firefox, we have hundreds of millions of users. And when you think about it, our competitors, they are part of the top 10 of the S&P 500 in the US. We have also, it's something that we don't communicate a lot, but we have, Mozilla has a huge impact on the web standard, so we work a lot with our competitor to improve the state of the web. And one of the things that we cannot communicate on is when we block some initiative from our competitors because it can be used for fingerprinting or those kind of things. Firefox Start, everybody is saying that Firefox is dying, but it's not true. We have been growing on Linux desktop, on Android and iOS. We get more and more users every day. I love watching, especially, you understood that I'm a geek and Linux user, so every time I look at the Linux dashboard and it's going up, so I like it. And we have a very different perception and usage depending on the country. So in France and Germany in particular, everybody knows about the Firefox logo, and we still have a lot of users, tens of millions in every of those two countries. And one of the things that you have to keep in mind is that you don't control the roadmap when you are a web browser. Almost 100 people that are just going to be there to implement what is happening in the standard body, so the W3C, the network. And then you have all the ecosystem that it is moving. So new version of Windows, Mac, Linux, you have the changes in libraries, so GTK2 to GTK3, and then GTK4. You have the hardware, which is evolving. So when you have a company with an Apple as a logo, shipping, moving from Intel to ARM, you have to follow that. And then you have all the attackers who are trying to hack into your software, and so you have to adjust and you have to put some more security. So it's super expensive and complex to maintain a browser. But I already talked a bunch of Firefox. Keep in mind that we did a lot of things in the web and we contributed a lot. So let's encrypt WebAssembly. You have the list, I will share the slide later, but we have been contributing a lot to the ecosystem. Yesterday, I did some product placement for the Firefox Profiler and Sampli, which are also coming from Mozilla, which are amazing tools. We are also doing translation with AI very differently. So when you do translation in Firefox, we are not sending the content of the pages to the website to another website. We are doing it locally. We download the model, and we do everything locally to preserve your privacy. And last but not least, if you stay in that room, you are going to hear about web extension LLM in the browser by Tariq. For the matter of time, to keep time for question, I will move quickly. So telemetry, a lot of people complain about telemetry in the open source world, but it's a big deal and it's key for us to do great work. If we don't have telemetry, we don't know what users use and therefore we don't know what we should work on. So if we notice that a feature is very well used, we are going to invest more. If nobody uses a feature, what's the point? Maybe we should remove it. And without telemetry, you are flying blind basically. But fortunately, we have a lot of passionate users. It took me only 5 seconds to find those articles or those comments. We have a lot of passionate users who have been supporting us for a long time and realize the hard work that it is to develop a browser. We do also a lot of other cool stuff at Mozilla. So Thunderbird, I have been a Thunderbird user since Netscape, basically, so I love it. MDN is probably the best platform if you do web development. We do a lot of other projects like VPN, Monitor Plus, and Relay. We are pushing into responsible advertising, which is quite hard to do. And we have a lot of AI projects. I'm a huge supporter of AI. I think it's making us much faster and much better and simplifying our life. I know that this opinion is not always shared. And you will have some of my colleagues explaining you the great work that we have been doing in the space. And time's up. Hey, perfect.
Unfortunately, time is not completely up. We have 5 minutes for questions. So if you want to ask whatever questions you have in your head, just raise your hand. I'll give you the mic. Again, I'm going to repeat things for people that were a bit late in the room. Exit is downstairs, and we have stickers and everything over there. I'll bring the mic.
Okay, hi. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the nice presentation. I just have one question about one of your products. I saw that Mozilla is exploring services as a source of income, right?
Can you speak louder?
Oh, okay. I saw that Mozilla is exploring services as a ways of income, and I saw VPN, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a competitor to Surfshark and these kinds of VPNs?
It's a client. It's a VPN client like most of the ones that you will find on the market. It's fully open source, so you can access to the source code of the client.
But does it have a subscription?
Yeah, you have a subscription. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, nice. Thanks.
More questions?
You briefly mentioned it, but how is Mozilla doing, really? Is it dying? Yeah, you mentioned it, but I've been a bit worried about Mozilla and Firefox for years now. You are still around, apparently, but yeah.
It's a fair question. To be honest, I have been getting that question for 11 years since I joined. We are doing well. We are one of the things is that you can look at our finance. We are very transparent, so you can see all the details about how we spend our money and so on. We are growing on some platform. It's harder to compete on Windows and Mac because, you know, our competitors, they control the full stack and they have a slight tendency to promote their product instead of the competitors. But no, we are doing well.
Recently, there has changed on Thunderbird funding. Why not operating something similar?
Can you speak louder? I'm starting to be old, so.
There is a new way to fund Thunderbird. Why not embracing the same thing for Mozilla? Because if we want to donate, for example, the money will be aggregated and then reshared, and we cannot decide what our money is going to fund. Why can't we decide it like Thunderbird?
So if I understood correctly your question, you're asking if Firefox should not be donation-based, right?
No. I think it's great, like Thunderbird is doing. Why not doing the same? Because when I saw what the money is going to be spent off, it's going to be spent for all the advertising or other products such as AI and stuff. Why can't I decide to contribute to the browser itself and just for this?
So we are not in donation. We wouldn't get enough money, and we have a unique business model with search. Like if you look at FOSDEM, who is attending, there is no such company that is making that much money with free and open source software. So we decide to spend our money on marketing because we think it makes sense for the product to be known, and we see the value. So when we spend money on marketing, I know that for us as a geek community, it feels weird. But we really see an uptake when we spend some money in some places for a campaign. So marketing for that kind of software, when you have a lot of competition, is really necessary. And then you can be involved in the community. There are things that are going to be hard to influence on, but you can be involved and you can have your word to say if you want to ship some feature in Firefox or if you want to be involved. Did I answer to your question? You don't look convinced, so we can discuss afterward. It's a long subject.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Cool. I've been using Firefox for, I don't know, years already. I like Firefox. It's one browser. It allows me to not see a single ad, which for me is great. And I don't want to get conspiratorial, but I've read this online, and I'm just like curious of how it affects the foundation, right? Because you guys receive a lot of donations, I imagine. Yeah. And there's like, you know, posts around that say like most of the funding for Mozilla comes from like companies like Google or like, yeah. That 90% of the funding comes from Google. So I'm wondering, like, what is the actual real number? And B, like, does it create a conflict of interest in the development of Mozilla as a browser?
It's a good question. It's a question that I get from every journalist. It's a bit less than 90. I think it's closer to 80. As far as I know, I'm not part of the negotiating team between Google and Mozilla. But in the technical discussion and on the roadmap, I've never seen any influence from our partners like Google or Quant and so on. I think also the collaboration, I like to highlight that our competition with our competitor is usually very healthy. We work together, we have mailing lists with our competitors where sometimes we feel some bug, we send them some security issue. We recently told Microsoft that they had a 0 day in their code base, so we collaborate a lot on the technical level. Some of my colleagues might disagree, but I've never seen any influence from them on our roadmap and decision and so on. Yeah, but it's a good question.
Can you share numbers?
What kind of numbers?
How much money you spend on marketing, for instance?
I don't know.
If you know from top of your head, I know you don't know, but I'm asking,
but it's
right?
Public. You have that in the report from the foundation. Yeah.
Thank you. Last question, because we're running out of time.
Thank you. What is the biggest threat you see for Mozilla?
Easy question from a friend. Merci. Well, it's the biggest threat for Firefox, at least, is the fact that our competitors, they control the platform. So you are all aware that if you use an iOS devices, it's harder for us to push our technology on iOS because of the constraints that we get on the platform. So it's how do you promote your project when your competitors are shipping by default their software? And it has been the struggle, well, not the struggle, but our focus for years.
Thank you very much.
And stay in the room. Stefan is a very good speaker, and you will have fun. No pressure. No pressure.
Again, if you want to leave the room, please do so downstairs. There's like stickers you can take all over the tables that we have. And our next speaker is Stephen Hood.
I'm not lying. I'm not saying that to you.
T'es dans le chemin là, team. Go, guys, come on stage. They can't go out.
Oh, sorry.
I don't care if you don't find the mic. I just put it at the right place and then we don't have issues.